Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Monday, July 22nd. We're talking about highly anticipated testimony happening this week, what Puerto Rico's governor is now saying about protests there, and which celebrity President Trump is trying to help get out of jail. Plus, new data in your ride-sharing apps, and which movies just set new records at the box office. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, get ready for a big news week. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are prepping for highly anticipated testimony happening on Wednesday. That's when former special counsel Robert Mueller will provide 5 hours of testimony in public and on TV during House hearings. Remember, Mueller's the guy who led a 2-year investigation into the Trump campaign and Russia and wrote the nearly 500-page report that laid out all the evidence. But there's still a gray area in there because Mueller did not charge the president for any crimes. Yet he also said the president is not cleared of certain crimes either. House Democrats hope to highlight specific examples of the president's questionable behavior, what they call evidence that Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. They hope to make it less legal jargon and more interesting TV, with the hope of bringing attention to possible misconduct and even shift public opinion toward impeachment. But Republicans have quite a different take on this. Politico reports they think Mueller's testimony could prove the entire investigation was one-sided. They hope to discredit that report, saying Mueller had a biased team of investigators, and they'll ask questions to help make that case, saying it's time this all comes to an end. Either way, Mueller himself is not thrilled about testifying, and he's made that very clear, saying if forced, he'll only discuss what's already in that final report released to the public, nothing else. Stay tuned for more on Wednesday. More international tensions with Iran, but this time it's specifically between Iran and the UK. The BBC says Iran seized a British-owned oil tanker, and now Britain is holding an emergency meeting today and is threatening Iran with, quote, serious consequences. In audio recordings leaked yesterday, Fox News reports you can hear Iran demanding the British tanker change its course if it wants to stay safe. But the British Navy sends warning back, saying stopping it would violate international law. Iran seized the ship anyway. NBC News reports there's even video of that takeover. This happened in the Strait of Hormuz off the coast of Iran, and here's why that's especially important. Those are international waters that are a major shipping route where about a fifth of the world's crude oil supply passes through. It's also the same area where both the U.S. and Iran recently said it shot down a drone flown by the other side. As for the British oil tanker, Iran says this is retaliation for Britain seizing an Iranian tanker 2 weeks ago. Either way, it adds to rising tensions between Iran and the West, to be continued. Expect thousands of people to protest today in Puerto Rico. NPR reports it's set to happen along San Juan's largest highway as protesters continue to call for Puerto Rico's governor to step down. It seems the protests will likely still happen today, even though Governor Ricardo Rossello responded last night on Facebook Live saying no, he will not resign, but that he will leave next year after his term, that he won't run for re-election. The governor has also apologized for the controversial messages, because remember, protesters have been calling for him to step down for days now. They're outraged over leaked messages between him and his staff that have been condemned as homophobic and misogynistic. And there are some other protests to tell you about today as well. Hundreds of thousands of protesters took to the streets in Hong Kong again over the weekend, but The Guardian reports they turned more violent. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets when some vandalized government buildings and some counter-protesters attacked people on a train with wooden sticks. Remember, these protests have been going on in Hong Kong for almost 2 months now, all about a controversial bill that, if passed, would allow people to be sent from Hong Kong to mainland China for criminal trials. Because of the backlash, though, that bill was suspended. All right, six more Major League Baseball players have been added to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The biggest names in the group are Mariano Rivera and Roy Halladay. CBS Sports reports Halladay became the sixth player to be voted in after his death. He died in 2017 in a plane crash. And Rivera, a New York Yankees pitcher, is the first player to ever receive a vote on 100% of the ballots to be added to the Hall of Fame. All right, we have more news ahead for you, but first a quick break to thank today's sponsor, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit that lets you get easy, seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door, and all you have to do is cook and enjoy. I do a lot of work in the evenings to prepare for this show, so dinner can feel like one more thing on my to-do list. Not with HelloFresh, though. Say goodbye to endless planning and grocery store trips, as well as unhealthy takeout food all the time. HelloFresh has you covered. And HelloFresh has more five-star recipes than any other meal kit. My husband and I usually make the meals together, and HelloFresh really lets us enjoy the process of cooking instead of needing to stress out about it. And each meal only takes about 30 minutes. We recently made chicken cheddar fajitas with bell pepper, homemade lime crema, and pickled jalapeno. It made us feel like we were eating at a restaurant, but even better because we felt proud we made it ourselves. So for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter that code newsworthy80. It's like getting 8 meals for free. Again, get $80 off at HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter the code newsworthy80. Now back to the news. NASA says it's one step closer to sending astronauts back to the moon. TechCrunch says the Orion crew capsule is officially ready to go, at least ready for its first test mission around the moon. NASA's Orion crew capsule won't actually be carrying any humans the first time around. The goal of the trip is to test the capsule's launch system and the thermal shielding to make sure it's ready to carry its first crew members as soon as 2022. The test launch, though, is set for next summer. NASA confirmed the news over the weekend, exactly 50 years since Apollo 11, the first time humans walked on the moon. Ride-sharing app Lyft is adding directions and information about public transportation in its app for even more cities, even before it offers tickets to buy for that public transit. Bloomberg reports the ride-sharing app will soon offer directions in New York City to let users see subway stations, bus stops, as well as docks for its own shared bikes. Lyft already offers similar information for some other big cities like LA, Boston, and Chicago. The goal of doing this? Keep users in the app rather than forcing them to switch apps just for directions. And earlier this year, rival Uber even started allowing users in Denver to buy light rail tickets right in the app. President Trump is showing his support for rapper ASAP Rocky, but Swedish officials say the rapper will not be getting any special treatment. CNN reports the two-time Grammy nominee has been in police custody in Sweden for weeks now while they investigate a fight he was allegedly involved with. The president says even though he doesn't personally know ASAP Rocky, that members of the African-American community have asked him to help, so talks are in the works. NBC News reports a growing list of celebrities have been calling for the rapper's release, and hundreds of thousands of people have signed a Change.org petition to make sure he gets free. President Trump says he'll continue talks with Sweden's prime minister about this. Disney's remake of The Lion King was a huge hit at the box office, even more than expected. It debuted at number one in all 52 international markets, and Variety says in North America, it brought in about $185 million for its debut weekend, one of the highest openings in July ever, and the second best debut of the year, right after Avengers Endgame. Which, by the way, that one just broke another record. Deadline says superhero movie Avengers Endgame has now officially passed Avatar to become the biggest movie of all time. The movie brought in $2.8 billion worldwide, beating the record Avatar held for a decade. And speaking of the Marvel Universe, Marvel Studios just unveiled the next set of superhero movies and series. The Verge says there are 10 projects in all to be released over the next 2 years. The list includes Black Widow, The Eternals, Thor 4, Blade, and more. And that's it. You are caught up from the weekend. Thank you for starting your week with me. And be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app if you haven't already. It's, of course, free, and it helps make sure you get new episodes sent right to your smartphone. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about in this episode. Just look in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. As always, The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.